Power off stalls. The objective of this task is to exhibit satisfactory knowledge, risk management, and skills associated with power off stalls. Demonstrate your understanding of the importance of the 1,500-foot minimum altitude, how the maneuver relates to a normal flight, the components of a stabilized descent, approach to stall indications, full stall indications, which aircraft inputs are required to meet heading or bank angle requirements, the stall recovery procedure, the importance of establishing the correct aircraft configuration during the recovery process, and the consequences of failing to do so. Aerodynamics associated with stalls and spins in various aircraft configurations and attitudes, and circumstances that can lead to an inadvertent stall or spin. Identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing the interplay of aerodynamic factors, angle of attack, airspeed, load factor, aircraft configuration, aircraft weight, and aircraft attitude, the range and limitations of stall warning indicators, for example, aircraft buffet, stall horn, etc., the effect of environmental elements on aircraft performance, required actions for aircraft maximum performance and the consequences of failing to do so, collision avoidance, scanning, obstacle and wire strike avoidance, failure to follow the stall recovery procedure, failure to maintain coordinated flight during the maneuver, secondary stalls, and be able to identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing inadvertent stall or spin. Demonstrate the ability to select an entry altitude that will allow the task to be completed no lower than 1,500 feet AGL. Establish a stabilized descent in the approach or landing configuration as specified by the evaluator. Transition smoothly from the approach or landing attitude to a pitch attitude that will induce a stall. If in straight flight, maintain a specified heading plus or minus 10 degrees, or if in turning flight, maintain a specified angle of bank, not to exceed 20 degrees, plus or minus 10 degrees, while inducing the stall, or as recommended by aircraft manufacturer, to a safe maneuvering altitude. Recognize and recover promptly after a full stall has occurred. Retract the flaps to the recommended setting. Retract the landing gear if retractable after a positive rate of climb is established. Execute a stall recovery in accordance with procedures set forth in the aircraft flight manual or pilot's operating handbook, and accelerate to VX or VY speed before the final flap retraction. Return to the altitude, heading, and airspeed specified by the examiner.